It is Hidden Gems Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined in the studio there right now with Ainsley Christensen, who is with the Military Museum at Garrison Petawawa. So Ainsley, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk right off the hop. It's obviously a hidden gem. I know a lot of people probably know the museum is there, but kind of walk us through, you know, what kind of separates this museum from a lot of other places, you know, museum-wise in the Ottawa Valley.
So we are a Canadian military history museum that focuses primarily on the history of Garrison Petawawa, starting in 1905 when the garrison was created to present day. We have two parts to the museum inside of it. One is the Canadian Airborne Forces Museum, which outlines the history of Canadian Airborne Forces in Canada. And then we also have the Garrison Museum side, which highlights the history of the area of Petawawa before the museum or before the garrison was formed, and then also some points about the formation, early history of the garrison, and then the units and regiments that work on the base in Petawawa.
Wow, that's actually a lot more already than I thought there was inside, but I always see like planes and tanks and things like that kind of out on display. Is that all part of the museum as well?
Yes, it is. We do have a vehicle park that has some historic vehicles. The plane is the C-47 Dakota, which was used during the Second World War and after. And then we do have some examples of tanks, a Sherman, a Centurion, and then a more common Leopard tank out front as well.
So do you find that there's more military personnel and their families kind of visiting the museum, or is it maybe just visitors kind of, you know, with a maybe history or military background that is kind of just interested?
So I find we get a lot more people from the general public, a lot of people who come to the area on cross Canada tours, who are visiting family from out of the country. Just local people who never knew we had a museum and then discovered it and decided to come and visit. You'd actually be surprised at the number of military people who come to the museum and say, I've been posted here for 15 years and I've never been here before.
That's understandable. Again, it's one of those real treasures, I guess you can say, that we have here in the Upper Ottawa Valley, because not a lot of places have military bases and museums around. So, are you always looking for artifacts to add to the collection, or how does the process go about that?
So I wouldn't say that we go out and seek artifacts, but we definitely welcome people to offer their items to the museum if they have anything they think might be of interest to us. We collect sort of between that 1905 and present day, anything to do with Petawawa military history. If you do bring something to us that doesn't fit our mandate, we are always more than happy to connect people with other institutions that might better be a better place for the objects.
Is there admission or anything like that to the museum?
The museum is free, and we accept donations in a donation box. But yeah, we're free.
What about hours of operation? That's always a big one.
So right now we're open 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. We do invite people to call and book tours earlier in the morning if that suits them better. We really try to accommodate all the people in the public that would like to come and visit. So if your family is a family that prefers quiet time, or maybe you have a family member that just doesn't do well with crowds, we invite people to call and book tours. And also groups, we have seniors homes and people who homeschool, we invite you to call and book tours as well.
We are talking with Ainsley Christensen of the Military Museum at Garrison Petawawa. Do you kind of do a lot of guided tours, or is it kind of like just a self-guided tour and there's plaques and stuff along the way?
We offer both. So it can be completely self-guided if you choose, or we are also more than happy to provide guided tours or even do a little bit of school programming if there's a specific subject you'd like to learn a little bit more about.
That was my next question, actually. Do you get a lot of schools or anything like that come to the museum?
So we do get a few schools. We would encourage any schools that would like to come in, especially with Remembrance Day right around the corner, to please feel free to contact us and bring your school groups in.
Cool. Are you open all year round?
Yes, we are.
Okay, perfect. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today and learning so much about this great museum and a real hidden gem, I guess you could say, here in the Ottawa Valley. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Ainsley Christensen of the Military Museum at Garrison Petawawa, and it is Hidden Gems Day here on 104.9 MyFM.